This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fly ball left center, well struck. Laura's on the move. Laura back and caught it. Luis Laura fresh into the ball game with a gem.
Telling y'all, these prospects are going to be something. They're going to be something. And you should be following Kurt Hoge on Twitter because the man is all over all of these guys. Highlight courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. Steve Sparky Fiverr filling in for Mitch Thunder Nellis today along with our guy, the Packers legend, Mason Crosby, being joined now by Kurt Hoge, Brewers beat writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from the Phoenix Airport. You can follow him on Twitter at Kurt Hoge. Kurt, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we are. We're about to be back home. I'm excited to get home from Milwaukee, or home to Milwaukee. It's been a long few weeks here.
Well,
but you know what that means, Sparky?
What does that mean?
Baseball's here.
Yes. It also means you're flying into like 40-mile-an-hour winds today. So. You are.
Have fun with that.
Yes, you are.
No.
Oh, yes, you are. So hold on, buddy. Hold on to your seat. Good luck to you.
Yeah, leaving Arizona to come back to that. All right. Hey, Kurt, this is Mason Crosby. I really appreciate you jumping on. So were you down there for, you said, 2 weeks? I'm interested. I saw you you post on Twitter about Vinny Capra. So I kind of just want to start with that because it's an interesting story. It's going to be his first major league opening day roster. Just kind of run down like his spring training, and like I just love to like hear your take on like what it means for a guy like that to make this roster.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was almost 3+ weeks here, I think. Vinny Capra was basically one of the top stories. A guy who's out of minor league options, so is make the team or bust, essentially. Never been on an opening day roster. Been in the big leagues a little bit for 3 teams, but maybe like 50 at-bats in total, so not a lot. Kind of an interesting story because he's older in his career, I guess you'd say, for a guy who hasn't played in the big leagues much. He's 28, but he's tweaked some things at the plate. Like he's improved his bat speed, trying to add more power, pretty good defender. So he's going to get a run here. Especially against the Brewers faced a bunch of left-handed pitching early in the season, and Caleb Durbin didn't make the team. They traded Mark Canna, so they need some right-handed bats in there. And guess what? He is a right-handed bat who plays on the infield. So Brewers fans are going to get a chance to see what he can do early in the year.
It's hilarious. Brewers fans livid that the Brewers really didn't do anything in free agency. Mark makes his comments. They go out and they get Margot. They go out and they get Mark Canna. He's like, oh, okay. They're starting to make marginal moves at least. And opening day comes and they're both gone. Margot's gone. Canna's gone. So it was clearly all for show at that point. When you look at what they could do between now and opening day, because everybody that covers this team is all hinting at, well, maybe they still make an outside addition. If they were to make an outside addition, where is it going to be? What position group do you think it'll be at?
It would probably be the last spot on the bench. That could come from a bunch of different spots. They've been trying to replace this Blake Perkins position, not necessarily like center fielder, but like a guy who can play against left-handed pitching. They've been trying to replace them all spring. That's why they got Canna. That's why they got Margot. And they kind of saw both and were like, yeah, I think we're good. So maybe someone else will pop up, you know, another team's veteran free agent that they're not signing. I feel like everyone that's been down here, all the reporters were like, you know, the Brian Windhorst meme. Yep. Now, why would they do that? There were 26 healthy players in camp as of Saturday. And there's like five of them who are like, yeah, no, I have no idea where I'm going. And I don't get the sense that it was just like, well, I'm not going to tell you. Because normally when that happens, guys, like, this is what we need to give any Kaepernick. He had this like little sheepish grin. He's like, I can't talk. So I think there's guys that coming into today don't know. They're working on some things with Jake Bauer's contract as well. See if he's still around too. But it's like, they aren't telling guys, some of these guys, just in case there's a move in the works. And that implies that they're trying to find something. Whether it happens or not, we'll see. Not like the market of players available right now is like amazing, but it's the Brewers. They're always trying to find something.
I liked your tweet that you made. It looks like a day ago, where there's healthy Brewer position players left in camp 13, position player spots available on opening day 13. So basically, it's just like this was like a battle of attrition. Whoever's healthy is going to be on the opening day roster unless they start making some moves, right?
Yeah. Pretty much that's where we're at. And the Brewers, they go about it. They're trying to preserve their depth. So the Caleb Durbin starting in AAA was a bit of a surprise. Pat Murphy absolutely loves this guy. So we kind of all got the sense he was going to be on the roster. But when you can send a guy to the minors and keep a guy like Capra or Jake Bowers and you preserve a little depth, they're going to do that. So, yeah, it's going to be all 13 of those guys that were still in the clubhouse unless something happens today.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. Kurt Hoge, Brewers beat writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Follow him on Twitter at Kurt Hoge. Joins us here on the Mason Crosby Show here on 1250 AM 105.7 FM. The Fan, Sparky and Mason Crosby with you. Let's talk about the home opener. We're going to get through three games with the Yankees. We're going to see Freddie Peralta, Nasty Nestor Cortez, Savali's going to pitch game three, and we have no idea, it appears, who's pitching game four at this point, because it doesn't appear Quintana's going to be ready, so take your best shot. Who do we get on Monday next week?
So I think it's going to be Tyler Alexander.
Ugh.
That's my guess. Well, would you feel better if I said the other options?
I think I'd feel better with you at this point.
I might be able to touch 60 still, Sparky.
Hey, well,
might be able to.
This is what I don't understand. And I complained about this last week, too. When I hear any manager, and this goes back to when Council was god-awful for the Brewers, when I was like 0 for 45, and I had to hear, well, he's a veteran, he's going to figure it out. Well, he's a veteran, he's going to figure it out. There's a reason Tyler Alexander was out there for, what, $1 million or whatever it was, for the Brewers to sign, because he wasn't very good. And yes, he's a veteran, I get it, but if it's going to come down to, oh, I don't know, Logan Henderson, prospect who might be something one day, to give him that opportunity, or a guy that I know isn't very good, but he's a vet, so we're going to go with him. Not to mention, it's the home opener on top of it. And I know Mason appreciates it because obviously he played, but as a fan, that whole he's a vet, even though he stinks and we're going to play him, drives me nuts, Kurt Hoge.
Well, I mean, they did have Tobias Myers go down. They did have Deal Hall get hurt. They did have Aaron Ashby get hurt. So, like, I guess we can't be super surprised by that. This stuff seemingly happens all the time in spring training. And, hey, look, I'll say this. You mentioned Logan Henderson. It's not going to be Logan Henderson super earlier in the year, I don't think. But there is a possibility. Pat Murphy kind of hinted at this in, like, not a cryptic way, but actually that's probably a good word. I'm going to call it a cryptic way. It's like, you'll see what we're up to when the opening day roster comes up. So there's a chance you could backdate Jose Quintana's IL stint. He's going to have to make two more starts at the minor league level anyway.
Don't buy it. Don't buy that nonsense. Because if that's what it was, then Craig Yoho would be on this damn roster.
Here's my question, Sparky and Kurt. Like, but would you rather on opening day in like in Milwaukee?
Yes.
To have you want like an unproven young guy on the plate.
Yes,
like, that's what y'all want as a fan.
Yeah, Tyler Alexander.
So you just want him throwing? All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
interesting.
What I want. Yes,
that's an interesting take. I would rather have somebody that's been there and done it, and like at least like okay, they know what to expect. I don't want some young guy that's going to pitch, you know, 2.5 innings and then just be like, all right, we got to make a move.
I think I agree with Mason here. Yeah, it's going to be like 4 innings.
Thank you, Kurt.
I mean, Jacob Junis pitched 4 innings on opening day last year, and no one remembers
it. Tyler Alexander had an ERA of 5.10 last year. The year before that, 4.5. The year before that, 4.8. I know what he is. I don't need to see him on opening day.
Give him 3 or 4 innings. Let him go. Let him do his thing, and then you'll bring in the next guy. So, yeah,
Sparky, would you be interested in Chad Patrick early in the year? I think that might happen.
Sure. He's a Rule 5 guy. Sure. If you want to give him a shot, fine. I'm just saying, we know what Tyler Alexander is. I don't need to go down this road again. Kurt Hogue, Brewers beat writer in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Follow him on Twitter at Kurt Hogue. Thanks so much for coming on, man. Have a safe flight back, and hold on when they start to land at Mitchell.
All right, I'm hoping for easy skies, and I'm going to come back and chirp at you.
I hate those bumpy landings. Yeah, be safe up in those friendly skies.
Thanks, guys.
Sounds good. I appreciate it, Kurt.
Take care. There he is, Kurt Hogue of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Coming up top of the next hour, we're going to go back to the NCAA tournament with Mason Crosby. How important is coaching in the NCAA tournament? How important is coaching? Because Greg Gard's catching flack, Shaka Smart is catching flack, but how truly important is it in Mason Crosby's mind? So we'll ask him and you coming up next. Nicolay Law Fan Talking text line 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. Mason Crosby Show live from 1250 AM and 157 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Sparky in for Mitch Thunder Nellis and the Packers' all-time leading scorer, Mason Crosby, in the house.